this puts me back in Manitoba many moons ago.
Time now for Abandoned Manitoba with our favourite detective, Gordon Goldsborough. He joins me now from the Manitoba Historical Society. Good morning, Gordon.
Good morning, Nadia.
How do you feel about me calling you a detective?
I guess if the shoe fits.
I think it fits. All right, remind us of the clue from last time.
Well, I said we were going to visit a site west of Headingley near the Trans-Canada Highway where there is a street called Lido Plage Road. And that road reminds us of a once popular recreational pursuit.
So what's at the end of this road?
It was a swimming hole.
What? What's a swimming hole?
Okay, well, not strictly a hole. I mean, that sounds very, well,
yes,
not very pleasant. It is actually more of a generic, sort of a colloquial term to refer to any place where you can swim. And in fact, what is near there is a stretch of the Assiniboine River. And back from the 1930s up into the 1950s, it was a very popular place to go and swim and do other things, dancing and eating and relaxing. It was a summer resort.
Why the need for swimming holes?
Well,
or why was it so popular, I should ask?
Well, it was popular in Manitoba because there were, of course, many, many people who, for example, couldn't afford or the time or the money to go to some of the more attractive places, perhaps like Grand Beach or Winnipeg Beach, you know, these big, wonderful beaches along the shores of Lake Winnipeg, for example. You know, so you would go to maybe a somewhat more modest place like Lido Plage. The name, by the way, really fascinates me. I've always loved that name, Lido Plage. My dad told me many years ago that he said that it was a strange name. Because Lido apparently is an Italian word that means sort of shoreline or gives beach. And plage is a French word which means beach. So Lido Plage basically means beach road.
In case we didn't get it the first time round.
So, you know, obviously it says that it's a beach. But then if you ever drive along Lido Plage today, you would be hard-pressed to know where that name had come from.
Right.
Because, well, all it is now, there's a whole series of very nice-looking homes along there. So what has happened clearly is that the beach has disappeared and has been replaced by these homes. So these swimming holes are sometimes a very ephemeral thing. They come, they go.
So how did you, if it's now not even in existence, like a lot of your talks are about places that there's at least still a structure in
mm-hmm.
place, if now there are houses built over that, how did you come across this?
Well, I came across it because of my parents, my dad especially, because he remembers when he was younger going to Lido Plage. You know, he wasn't wealthy. He couldn't afford to go up to Winnipeg Beach with all his friends. So he would go to Lido Plage instead. They had, by the time Lido Plage was in its heyday, they had picnic tables and toilets and dressing rooms. They had 11 cabins. If you wanted to stay overnight, you could stay in one of the cabins. There was a dance hall. My dad was really keen on dancing, so they had a dance hall, a dining hall, a restaurant. Like, it was really a popular place to go. And that has fascinated me because, I say, driving by it today, you would never know that there had been one of these facilities. So that's, I think, the theme of today is, you know, these swimming holes around the province, things we don't tend to think of very much anymore. You know, one of the most exciting places I had an opportunity to visit last summer, for instance, was the little village of Homefield. And I don't mean home as in the place you live. I mean home, H-O-L-M, Homefield. They had what they called the Old Shoe Parade and Music Festival in Homefield. It's the middle of August, and it was just wonderful. It was one of the best times I had all summer. And the idea was they had, as the name suggests, a music festival and an old shoe parade. You'd walk in your old boots or shoes, and you could tour some of the old historic buildings they have in Homefield, the old church, the old general store. The highlight for me was a tour of the only surviving wheat mill on the prairies. That's a beautiful building from the 1890s, almost completely intact. You know, and if you ever wondered what it was like to mill grain into flour, you have to visit this mill in Homefield. It's wonderful. But the other reason was to see what I believe is the only officially designated swimming hole as a historic site. So, you know, there were hundreds, maybe thousands of swimming holes, you know, anywhere you could swim. You could maybe swim in the pond that you had to provide water for your family and your livestock, or you'd swim in a river or a little lake. But none of those places have any official status, whereas the one in Homefield is an official municipal historic site. So I had to go and check that out too. And it's very unassuming. It's just a little stretch of the Long River. And truth be told, it doesn't look very appealing. It's the water's kind of colored and kind of muddy looking. So, you know, I think that's an important part of our story. You know, people sometimes, you know, are nostalgic about the old swimming hole. People often, you know, think fondly about their childhoods and how they would go swimming in these ponds. But we have today a much great different aesthetic sense, I think. And there is, for example, what I call the ick factor. People go and they go, ick, you know, there's plants, there's fish, there's mud. And, you know, they'd rather go to some place where there is pure, clean water. You know, so for example, one of the sites that I was aware of is east of Portage la Prairie along the Trans-Canada Highway. There is a campground, and they have an oxbow of the Assiniboine River, a little cut-off portion of the river. And that was what once the very popular place that people would swim in, this river oxbow. They have since replaced that with a swimming pool because I guess more and more people just don't want to swim in a river.
With the ick fact, I love that you only knew about Lido Plage because of your dad and the fact that he went there as a child.
Well, and he went there because that was where you went if you wanted some place to cool off. Whereas today, if I was wanting some place to cool off, well, I might just as readily go to the nearest public pool. So, yes, yeah, there's been a real change in our expectations of water quality. And I suppose it's because over the years, there has been a degradation of water quality. You've seen, you know, cases all the time of places where the water, you know, the water at the beach has been rendered off limits because of too much E. coli or some other water quality factor. But, you know, it's worth remembering that not very long ago, when you wanted to go and cool off in the heat of the summer, you went to places like Lido Plage and Homefield.
Ick factor and all.
Mm-hmm. You know, one of the things that I, in the course of putting together this episode, I didn't find a whole lot of information because these things were just sort of local sites. Nobody really thought it was significant enough to write it all down. So, unfortunately, I couldn't find a lot of background data, so I'm hoping that a lot of our listeners will have fond memories of these swimming holes and might like to share them with us. So if you're willing to share a story about your favorite swimming hole somewhere around Manitoba, perhaps you could give me a call. You can call me and leave a message at 204-474-7469.
That's 204-474-7469. Gordon, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Now, what is the clue for next week?
Well, we're going to visit a very important factory in Manitoba where there were never any machines.
I love these cryptic clues. Gordon, thanks so much.
You'll see you next week.
No matter where I go, every time the wind blows, puts me back in Manitoba, many moons.